As you know, we've been listening and reflecting on Swami Prabhupada's life, and we're seeing that here's a great soul that has something to teach us while he was living. But does he have something to teach us while he dies, while he passes away, while he leaves this world? So Swami Tatvamoyananji was with him during his final days. And maybe he can, if we request him, maybe he can describe to us the last days of revered Swami Prabhupadananji, and maybe decode what his teachings would be during his last few moments. Swami Tatvamoyananji.
Unlike many of the senior monks and nuns and perhaps devotees who have assembled here, my acquaintance with Swami Prabhupadanandaji is rather very short, just about 2.5 years. Now, in our scriptures it is said that death is a great teacher. One of the greatest Upanishadic teachers was Yama, the Lord of Death, mentioned in the Kathopanishad. I had an occasion to be with Swami Prabhupadanandaji in the hospital, Kaiser Hospital. And I am reminded of what Swami Shantarupanandaji and Krishna Prana mentioned in their talks. Swami Prabhupadanandaji's devotion to Mother, that was what Sarvadevanandaji and also Chandrarupanandaji mentioned. In our scriptures it is said that whatever we think, whatever we imagine, whatever we contemplate on, will finally come in condensed form, as a condensed thought at the end of our life. In the Gita, yam yam vapis maran bhavam tyajatyante kaleberam tam tame vaiti kaunteya sada mad bhava bhavitaha. It's a famous statement in the Bhagavad Gita where Lord Krishna says, you should always contemplate on me, always think about God, because whatever thought currents emerge in our mind when we breathe our last will decide our destiny. Yes, so whatever we think, we contemplate, we meditate upon in our life, whatever thoughts we think will all come back in condensed form at the end of our life. Therefore, you should always contemplate on God, contemplate on higher ideas. When Swami Prabhupadanandaji was about to pass away, about 2 hours before he passed away, his eyes were slowly moving to the left, where we had kept a photo of Holy Mother. And two of our devotees were standing there, partially blocking his view. So I requested them to move aside, took the photo in my hands, and with the help of a devotee, put it in front of him. And he tried to bring his palms together as he was trying to fold his hands. Now, and there was certainly a tremendous peace and serenity on his face. Now, the passing away of a great spiritual seeker is a demonstration of the great teachings of Bhagavad Gita. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajatyante kaleberam tam tame vaiti kaunteya sada madbhava bhavitaka. We should live our life in such a way that it should be a preparation to leave this world with God's name in our lips and God's form in our hearts and God's thought in our mind. I think Swami Prabhupadanandaji was trying to sincerely practice this great teaching of the Bhagavad Gita. Most of you will be given a small goodie bag when you leave this program. But the greatest message, gift that you can take back to your home, especially after attending a memorial service, is this great spiritual lesson. In fact, that's the lesson which every saint seeks to teach humanity. Not only through his teachings, but also through his life. So in Prabhudhanandaji's case, he had to face a lot of difficulties, which I don't want to mention. Some difficult times in this country, in this center, where he spent 44 years. But he always said, the mother will take care of everything. Now, what the scriptures teach, what the great mystics of all religious traditions have taught, what all the great holy books of all religious traditions teach, they contain a great spiritual truth. When we read, we may not be convinced. It becomes a theory, a written word, a printed word. When we listen to these words, perhaps we may be a little convinced. But when we come in contact, when we associate with sincere spiritual seekers who have made a sincere attempt to practice in their life, then we feel, well, God is not just a word. It's not a concept. It is not an idea. Spirituality is something that we can practice in this world. This demonstration of the truth of the great scriptures of the world, the fact that God is real, that we can make a sincere effort to practice religion and spirituality in this world, this is a great teaching that we have to take back with us when we leave after attending the memorial service. Shankaracharya makes this point very clearly. The first great teacher, Maha Purusha Samsrayaka. Manishuttum Mukshuttum Maha Purusha Samsrayaka. Association with great teachers, with great spiritual seekers who have made an attempt in their life, not just to believe in, but to practice the great teachings of the great spiritual traditions of the world. That's the only way for us to build a strong faith that in the fact that God is real. God and spirituality become real when we get a glimpse of that experience. Perhaps when we attend these programs, when we associate with the great spiritual seekers like the Swamiji who passed away, perhaps we may come closer to the realization that God is a fact, that spirituality is real, and it is something that we can practice in this world. Perhaps this is what I'm supposed to tell you. It was most unexpected, but I'm happy that our occasion, unlike many of our senior monks, you know, my acquaintance with Swami Prabhudhanandaji was very short, 2.5 years. Before that, I had just met him once in Belumad where I was teaching. So, thank you. Namaskar.